I am speaking with Kevin Park. He is a candidate for Portage City Council. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in Portage for about 23 years now. I'm a graduate of Portage Northern High School, and my two oldest children actually attend Portage Central High School, so it's nice. There's no rivalry there. I was with the Stryker Corporation for over 10 years until I left in 2009 to be a stay-at-home father to then newborn twins. I'm a film producer in the area. I've written and directed two feature-length films, and I've produced a handful of shorts and music videos, and I'm happy to be a sponsor and the MC for the area Kalamazoo Teen Film Festival.
Any films we might have heard of?
My first film, Love Cancer, premiered in 2008, and my second, Shaken Daddy Syndrome, in 2010.
Why are you running for the Portage City Council?
I'm running because with recent budget cuts to the city, a lot of, all of the arts and culture in Portage were kind of cut by the wayside. That includes the concerts at the Band Shell, Shakespeare in the Park, and where I believe that the city doesn't need to produce these events on their own. I think the city needs to look to find other organizations that will take the reins and keep the arts and culture alive in Portage, because I feel that a city is nothing without its culture, its recreation, a vibrant community. And those are the things that have been cut in Portage's recent years. So I'd like to do everything that I can to bring that back.
Can you maybe tell us what you think is the biggest challenge facing the city near term, something that's going to have to be dealt with in, say, the next 6 months, and maybe an issue which is a little more long term that may take up, at least may be on the table for the entire 4-year term of the next Portage City Council, should you be elected?
I think my answer is a little different than everyone else's. My answer is it's keeping families in Portage. Portage was just named number 4, the fourth greatest city in Michigan to live in. I can see that, but I feel that there's a lot more that we can do. Being a young dad with a young family, there's no life to Portage that keeps me in the city. There is nothing that makes Portage stand out from any other city. We have a lot of, big box stores and a lot of franchises, but we have no nightlife, we have no culture, and I feel that with the way that jobs go now, all of the businesses around here, all of the big businesses are globally recognized, and the talent that these corporations have can go anywhere in the world. And it's a question of what can the city of Portage do to keep those families here? What is it that we can do that makes people go, you know what, I appreciate your job offer in Copenhagen or, wherever, but I really like what Portage has to offer. And schools being, I think, the big thing that Portage offers that they excel at is we have an excellent school program. That's why we're still in the area. But we can do a lot more.
Now, do you see that as a long-term issue?
I do.
Okay. What do you see as something that you think is really important to deal with in the next 6 months or so?
We are talking a lot of countywide services, public dispatch for police, fire, safety. And I think that that is an excellent source of keeping the operating costs and the revenue within the city. I believe it's 56% of our operating budget goes to the health, fire, and safety and police. And if we go countywide, we all get to save a little bit, and I think that'll be huge if we can get that going. Not just Portage, but all the cities in Kalamazoo County will feel that difference.
So you believe that Portage should participate in the move to consolidate 911 dispatch?
I do.
The full report is out, and you know other candidates are saying, "Well, we're still studying." Are there conditions there for you? Are there things that you would have to see as a member of the Portage City Council to say yes, we'll sign on, or are you sold?
I'm sold. The city of Portage, we do have excellent police and fire and public safety. I think the biggest question is making sure that what we offer our community doesn't get it. You know, it doesn't start to decrease in the customer satisfaction that we offer. That the citizens of Portage still receive the high rate of, you know, turnaround time. And I guess if you know, it so happens that your house was on fire and, you know, just that, you know, that amazing turnaround time and how everyone's on board, and just to not see that decrease, to make sure that we still have the high level of support from our public safety.
Is there any other consolidation of government services that you favor or at least are willing to consider?
Yes. I'm the first guy to say that I fully support moving more towards countywide services, not just public dispatch, but I'm happy to hear about I would be happy to hear for parks and recreation or anything that we can do to tie in together. And the closer we get to countywide services, I think the closer we get to a countywide government. And so I'm the first guy to say, if we can start making cuts, an easy way to cut $60,000 out of the county budget is Kalamazoo could just absorb Portage and we just become one municipality.
Kalamazoo County absorb Portage or the city of Kalamazoo absorb Portage?
Well, I think the city of Kalamazoo would absorb Portage. That's a great way to cut $60,000 out of the budget right there. That's right. I'm running for a position that I could totally see absorbed by the city of Kalamazoo.
how committed are you to that? I mean, do you see that as a goal of getting elected to the Portage City Council so that one day there isn't a Portage City Council?
Well, I'm an artist and I'm a filmmaker, and when I'm with people that are strong into the arts and the culture within the area, it's funny to be in a vehicle with them, and it's the second you head south on Westnage and you cross Kilgore, like a chill runs up their spines, like they've crossed no man's land. And that's unfortunate. People will say that I-94 is a distinct dividing line between Kalamazoo and Portage. And I don't want that to be the case. I would love for Kalamazoo to be Portage's downtown, to be the county's downtown, and Portage doesn't have a downtown. And I don't see them working towards making one. They've put out their, you know, Portage in 2025 plan and all of the things that, you know, made Portage great in that plan, all of those things have already started to be cut from the budget. So, the closer we move towards countywide programs, the more the city of Portage has to question, what is it that we offer that the other cities can and we don't? And, you know, we have, you know, Kalamazoo has city commissioners, Portage has a city council. We also have county commissioners. There's a lot of government there that, if Portage can't offer something to differ itself from the other cities, I don't know why we would have to be a city government.
I mean, the idea was thrown out there a few years ago. I don't think anyone took it seriously at all, that, you know, Portage and Kalamazoo become one city. and would be the third largest city in the state if that were to happen in terms of population. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah. If the city of Portage doesn't do anything to differentiate itself from Kalamazoo, and not, I mean, I'm a full supporter of Kalamazoo. I love it. I'm not saying that we need to be different than Kalamazoo, but we need to be our own city.
Okay. You want to, what you're saying here is that if Portage doesn't do certain things to distinguish itself, then that next step would be.
Right.
Okay. So you're looking to improve the city first before you talk about
absolutely
folding it in. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Southwest Michigan first presented results of a study this summer showing that local governments need to consider how they spend money, also how they bring in revenue. Are you in favor of exploring any different methods of raising revenue in the city of Portage, and would you have any ideas of what those would be?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the first things that I'd like to look at is we have over a dozen beautiful parks in Portage. And like in Kalamazoo, we have, softball fields that, it's pay to play on the fields. And there's a lot of space there. And it's with the infrastructure that we have now, what can we do to bring people in to utilize these parks more and utilize the services that we have more? It might be considered chump change to some, but whatever we can do to get the community out in Portage and use the parks and, what we already have to offer, I think is the first step in the right direction.
How would you get revenue out of that, though? Are you going to charge people to go to the parks or use them, or?
Right. It's what events can we put on within the parks? What, is there room for, is there room for a disc golf course in Schreer Park? If so, what can we do to open it up? City of Portage just acquired 16 acres off of Osterhout, where they want to extend the Shaver Road bike trail, and it would go there. And 16 acres is a lot. They're thinking about just putting, restrooms there, and then the trail ends. City of Portage doesn't have a farmer's market or a flea market or anything like that. This would be a perfect opportunity to build on that, so it's not just, undeveloped space.
Portage has had to make cutbacks to some programs. You mentioned the summer entertainment series. Exactly how would you work? You said you wanted to bring that back. Exactly how would you do that?
At this point, I think the best way to bring the Shakespeare in the Park or the concerts at the Manchel is finding a privatized business that would be willing to book these events on their own. And with Shakespeare in the Park, I'd love to work with the Parks Department on finding either an already existing theater company or help in assisting someone start up a nonprofit or for-profit theater company, and then we just rent that space, the amphitheater that's located in Celery Flats, that we just rent that space, and then that theater is able to put on a full season. The Shakespeare in the Park, it got down to they were only doing one show a season, but it's such a fantastic facility, and there are enough people that want theater in Portage to have, one more outlet for theater, that it would be a great space. And it's just doing what I can to find a program that could take it on full time.
Are there any other services or programs that you think the city should consider eliminating or scaling back to save money?
Yes. But it's, we've done a great deal with consolidation so far. Like right now, the Portage Senior Center falls under the umbrella of Parks and Recreation and then Senior Services. The Portage Senior Center was put in with Parks and Services as a way to, consolidate with the budget. And I understand the consolidation, but I feel like there's going to be a lot more of that, where we're going to have to consolidate a lot of services with the library, with the senior center, with the Portage Community Center, and it's what we can do together with all these organizations that may not be fully tied just to the city government. But I think right now the best budget cuts or the best consolidation is going to be coming from the big organizations in town working together.
I want to go back to a couple things you've said here and clarify just a little bit here, because you mentioned some things about Portage lacking some things you wish they had in terms of nightlife, in terms of maybe some quality of life type things. And you later indicated that, you know, perhaps if Portage doesn't make some changes, it should just become part of the city of Kalamazoo. And I guess some people who listen to this from Portage and maybe deciding whether or not you're on the city council may wonder why you live in Portage. Having said all that, much less why you would be running for the city council. And what would you say to them?
I would say that Portage has an amazing infrastructure to offer arts and culture to the city. The reason it's gone right now is because of budget cuts to the city's operating cost. But I don't want Portage to be a stifled community anymore. There are artists, there are people in the town that want a nightlife, that want culture and arts and things to do in Portage that we go to Kalamazoo for. And I'm happy to make that drive to Kalamazoo, but I would like a little more out of my city. I'd like to be able to have the option to say, I'm going to go to Portage's Art Hop this Thursday night, or we can go see, you know, Shakespeare in Celery Flats, or there's a lot more that we can offer, that we should offer, that the city government isn't going to offer us anymore. And it's finding those people that want these programs to bring them back into the city of Portage.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
To all the teen filmmakers out there in Kalamazoo County and in the state of Michigan, Kalamazoo Teen Film Festival, as always, will be the last Sunday in February. And make sure to get your videos out there.
Kevin, thank you for your time.
Thank you.